Yeah.
Either, huh?
No, not once. Not a single time.
Got your music up there.
Well.
I can hear a little bit, yeah.
Coughlin.
This yes. is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios.
Let the music go.
We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 420 kelvins to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working? Can you feel it, Michael and Seamus?
Yeah.
I can
yeah.
feel it. Oh, I'm feeling it.
As always, the Freedom Fiends is covered by a Epcot, no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at Epcot.org. All right.
Yeah.
Always stroke yeah. head to tail.
Excellent yeah, advice, Black Ben.
Dean. Yeah, thanks, Ben. Talking to Seamus.
How's it going tonight, Seamus? Ladies and gentlemen?
New host. We're adding fiends left and right, man. We two fiends out. Two fiends in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fiends,
yeah.
Fiends,
hey, I've
fiends,
seen that somewhere in a tweet before.
It's like a gang.
I did have to go through the initiation. They did have me jump somebody in. I actually got jumped in.
Yeah.
It was difficult.
You got jumped in by MK Lords.
Oh my gosh, it was horrible. Let me tell you, she can deliver a punch, and I can't take one.
Always stroke head to tail.
Sorry. That's an accent.
Unbelievable. Yeah, so just got jumped in. That's neat. I know that.
Do give me more of your unsolicited advice.
Yeah.
Right. I'd be happy to. Yeah.
Okay.
How are you doing tonight, gentlemen?
Spectacular.
I'm all right, man. So, Seamus, how are
yes.
you?
Yes. Pretty good. You know, pretty good. I mean, that's actually kind of a deep existential
and
question
Jeremy,
if you want to dig into
yes,
it.
Jeremy, how are you?
Yes, I am fine, Michael. How
all
are
right,
you?
Talk amongst yourselves. Seamus.
All right, Michael's going to run away for a live sound check. So now you can follow up with what you're going to say, Seamus.
No, I mean, how am I? It's kind of a deep philosophical question, isn't it? I mean, how would I even answer that? I don't even know what I am. What about how? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You understand me. You get where I'm coming from.
I do. I try not to get that deep all the time. You know, it hurts my head when I do that.
No, I feel that. I feel that.
I exist in my reality, so that's all that matters to me.
That's a fair point. I can relate to that. I can understand that. Yeah, so I guess a more straightforward answer would be tired. I am tired right now. If I'm describing my reality solely, tired is a word. But also excited. Happy to be here. I've been... excited about this. Michael reached out to me a little while ago, and I was actually unable to do it, but now I am. So, pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have you here. You know,
are you sure about that?
I think so. Well, you know, I've heard you on the Lulberts before, and I always enjoyed your episodes with Jim. So,
thank you.
I think you'll fit in just fine around here. So, yeah, I think it'll be good.
No, and it's great because this is a lot better because not only am I here, but Jim isn't, which is going to make this episode a whole lot better than anything we've done on the Lulberts.
Oh, this is true. Yeah, you can't really escape him when you do the Lulberts, right?
No, exactly. I told him specifically, like, I don't want him on anymore. I'm like Jim, I know it's your podcast, but I'm going to stop doing it if you're going to insist on being a part of every episode or even any episode.
Oh, wow, that's taking a pretty big step.
Oh, no. I'm very petty with him. I'm very petty with him. I actually told him if he wants me to appear on the show, he has to give me everything that the Lulberts Patreon page gets donated to it. And, you know, he's been doing it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm very important to him. I'm very important to him.
Apparently,
understandably.
I didn't get that kind of deal, although I've only done one show so far, but, you know, still.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's lonely at the top up here.
Yeah.
But.
Well.
Yeah, so. Well, Ian Freeman's drunk or something because we're not playing on LRN.
Excellent.
But we are on GCN, so, you know.
Well, I would hope so.
I would say if you're not hearing us on LRN, you could go to GCN. You could abandon LRN and listen on GCN. But, you know, I don't know about that.
But if you're not hearing us. I was going to say, if you're not hearing us, then you can't hear us.
Yeah. Ian's drunk.
Yeah.
All right.
No, well, that's a shame.
You know, it could be Will Coley. It could be Will Coley who had the show before Call to Freedom.
I'm so out of the loop here.
Would he? How would that affect us? Is he supposed to turn the lights off when he leaves?
Basically, it's something. It's something like that. It's supposed to, like, you know, supposed to switch something over. It's possible. Uh-oh. It's possible.
Well, we could blame Will then. Let's blame Will.
Let's blame Will. I would blame a guy that was on Will's show tonight, man. So I want to talk about this Nazi thing.
Oh boy!
Anybody want to explain the Nazi thing? Will's not a Nazi.
Well, that's a very, I was going to say, that's a very broad topic. Do you want to narrow that down?
I want to talk about Richard Spencer and how all of the left libertarians are peeing themselves and wanting to punch him for having free speech.
Yeah, I would say that there's just a trend on the left, whether you're talking authoritarian or libertarian left, and the bottom line is you brand any person who has any political belief or tendency that could be even just tenuously connected with fascism a total Nazi. And by labeling them as such, you've justified the use of force against them, which is what we're supposed to oppose.
That's the part that concerns me. I don't care what they're called or who they are or what they are. But, yeah, I mean, I heard a guy on Will's show tonight saying that he really wanted to he said, I'd really like to punch Dickie Trick Spencer or whatever his name is. Because, you know, he's like, I mean, I'm a lawyer. I can defend myself. I'd even spend a couple of days in jail for the right to do that. And I'm like, what is, you know, what is
all right. a right to do that? Okay, you don't have a...
Yeah. No, and here's the other thing.
Also, I want to say, Will graciously invited me on the show to discuss it with the guy. And I don't want to go on... I almost went on, but I was like, I'm watching a movie with my wife. And I think that was the last thing I said last time Will asked me to be on his show a year ago. But the reason I don't go on Will's show...
It's a really good movie.
It is good. It's been watching for a year. Yeah. It's probably the same movie. I was actually been watching Silicon Valley, the TV show, and rewatching it. Because I watched it a year ago, all of it, and then found the show the other day that's kind of like a third-rate Silicon Valley show. It's a show called Betas, this aptly named show. It's kind of funny, and I watched it all, and I was like, it's an Amazon original. There's one season of it, and I was like, you know... That was okay, but it really made me miss what it's ripping off, which is Silicon Valley, which is made by Mike Judge. You know,
Mike Judge is phenomenal.
Beavis and Butthead. Yeah, so I went back and watched that. I'm watching that now, and it's great. And
you glossed over Mike Judge's greatest creation of all.
God dang it, Bobby!
Oh,
yeah, the hell,
yeah,
sir.
That's pretty. It's good. Like, oh yeah. By the way, our new host does voices.
Now and then, I'm a little bit obnoxious.
Yeah. So you outdo Jim Jesus, who you're going to make fun of on the show tonight. And if he
absolutely
bust in on the theme phones, he probably could. So
he's incapable. I don't even think Jim knows how to work a computer.
If Will Coley wants to, he said Jim can't work a computer. Yeah. If Will Coley wants to jump in and defend himself on Fiendphone, he can. Although he doesn't have Fiendphone, he doesn't know the password. So he has the free speech to do that. But yeah.
We have the free speech. Well, it's actually funny because you mentioned that this guy said that he would like to punch Richard Spencer in the face.
It wasn't him. It wasn't him. Okay. It was a guy on his phone, on his show named Thom. It's actually Tom, but anyone who spells it Thom,
I'm going to make fun that's of just
Thom.
Yeah, Thom.
But Thom, whoever
it's
Thom's
like,
last
like Blaine
name was.
And...
Yeah, but you're talking to a guy named Seamus, so weird names are kind of, I can't really make fun of anybody for that.
So Thom is the lawyer.
Okay, wait a minute. Well, hold on a sec. Seamus is an ethnic name. It's an Irish name. What is Thom? That doesn't belong to any.
It's actually also Irish.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Of course. We make the greatest names, apparently.
That's not a
just
name.
The most
that's
lovely.
That's all you got. You know, I was sleeping with this woman one time whose brother was in the IRA. Oh, wait. She said if I ever said that, I'd get in trouble for some reason. I slept with this Irish woman in Germany a long time ago when I was there with my band before I met my wife. And she told me, I said, why is there so much pride? Why do you Irish have so much pride? And she laughed and said, because we have nothing. And when you have nothing, it's easy to have pride. I like that.
I kind of like that, except she's wrong. We have everything. We have looks. We have class. We have brains. We have alcohol problems, granted. We have...
Oh. Let me tell you about the AA meeting I went to in Dublin. But first, that sounds like...
Let me interrupt myself to interrupt myself.
Right there. I don't even have to tell the
joke. An AA meeting in Dublin.
The reason I don't go on Will Coley show is after over a year, I helped him get on the radio. I helped told him what equipment to get, how to get good sound. He finally has okay sound, but he's not recording his show. And I kind of feel like if an internet radio show isn't recorded, does it make a sound? No.
Yeah.
I really feel like, you know, I'm just not going to go on there if he's not recording it. It's like, you know, get in the 90s.
So,
and,
wait a minute.
People recorded shows in the 40s because I've heard some of them.
So wait a minute. It just plays once and it's just one and done, or does it get doesn't get looped anywhere ever?
I don't know. Ian might record it on LRN and play it on LRN, but you cannot download it anywhere.
You have to be terribly inconvenient.
You basically have to either be sitting in front of your radio, I mean your computer, you know, at a set place at a set time, like a common troll from the 90s watching, you know, Will and Grace.
Or an animator.
Or an animator. But yeah, that's why I won't do that show. It's just not worth it.
I can understand that. I can understand that.
Yeah.
What bothers me about this, so this Thom fellow, Thomas, we shall call him.
Thomas.
He was saying, according to you, you're paraphrasing, I imagine, that he would like to have punched Richard Spencer, et cetera, et cetera. And I just want to introduce a little nuance here. Maybe I'd like to punch him too, but when you're an adult, you don't go around punching everyone you want to punch. It's kind of basic from my perspective.
Oh, you know, I'm Googling Will Coley, and it's autofilling Will Coley strep throat. That's interesting. Yeah. I guess this is someone who is filling in for our old fiend, friend, Davi Barker, who's not on the show because of some family stuff right now for a while. Oh, I can get Thom's name here. Hang on. I got Thom's name. So, Thom Gray, T-H-O-M-G-R-A-Y, is the guy. His new co-host... who wants to punch Nazis for their free speech. So basically what happened is there's this...
Well, we have a co-host who wants to punch Nazis for their free speech too, I believe, actually.
Who?
hasn't James said that?
James Weeks?
Yeah, I think James is in favor of punching the Nazis.
Well, yeah, but he's a left libertarian.
Well, this is true.
Yeah. So. Leftists want to use violence against free speech.
Yep.
That's how they are.
Yep. Yeah.
He says he's not a leftist. Yeah, I've asked him. He said he's a... he said he's an anarchist without adjectives, but...
Oh, come on. Yeah, he's a leftist.
Yeah, that's a leftist. Yeah.
Well, now.
And he's friends with that guy that tried to get the lady fired from her job for having done porn, too. So, that's pretty leftist.
Well, this is true. A lot of people...
That's pretty lame. He's just ripping on people for just trying to damage someone's life based on something they did in the past and they're trying to escape.
Especially doing something agorist in the past, too.
Yeah, you know?
Like, what kind of a libertarian are you if you use your former libertarian actions against, you know, against you now?
Yeah. No, that's bizarre. I don't know.
I would say that even if somebody does something horrible now, like with an actual victim, you don't use the libertarian thing they did 10 years ago or 20 years ago against them.
Yeah. No, I would agree with you.
Unless you're a leftist.
I mean, it's okay to put social pressure on somebody for behaviors that bother you, even though they don't necessarily violate the non-aggression principle. But I think you have to understand that there's a point.
Meow. Yeah. We're out.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network. A collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, the road to freedom.
Fiendbot 3000.
Fiend phone.
Bipcot no gov.
Bad audio is a hate crime.
A Freedom Fiends worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1 1/4 inch, and now they're 1 3/4 inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
Hey, this is Squisscar Squig Elves from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedoms Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
Mail.
You got mail.
Barack Obama is a liar. He's a socialist. Is what?
Are we still talking about him?
I'm doing radio here.
Yeah.
My wife just went like, "Wah!" I got loud. But I'm doing radio.
That's right. You keep him in check, DJ. Thank you.
She's not keeping me in check. I'm saying it's my room. I'm doing. She didn't complain. She just like moved away, like ah, like I scared her.
She's ostracizing you. That's what she's doing.
Hey, we're back on. No, she's not. We don't work that way, man. You don't get our. You don't get our love. You don't get it. All right, so we're back on LRN, I guess. So,
woohoo!
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ian put down the pint glass long enough to...
put down the what?
The pint glass long enough to...
The pint glass.
I don't know what he drinks. So I'll tell you about...
Before we talk about punching Nazis and why it's stupid and why it's... I think most of it comes down to virtue signaling.
Absolutely. All right, so
I want to first tell you about my virtue signaling of... That I went to an AA meeting in Dublin. So, also, I want to tell you, too, this is kind of funny.
I called BS already. They don't have AA meetings in Dublin.
Yeah. They do. They're it's actually the basement of Catholic churches, and they're
smoke-filled. It's actually the opposite.
They're smoke-filled beyond the imaginable. Like, if you can imagine a smoke-filled room times 10.
Well, we're burning incense.
No, it's there's so much smoke you can't see the person speaking 10 feet in front of you. And
that's why it's anonymous.
You ever been to an AA meeting? That's why they keep it anonymous. You ever been to an AA meeting, you guys?
No.
Yes, I have.
They're generally kind of like, even though people get real serious in them, there's a lot of laughter and clapping and like kind of people are jovial that they're sober because, you know, they used to be ruining their life and now their life's better. So there's a lot of good naturedness, Adam. Not in a Dublin AA meeting. The Dublin AA meeting I went to was the most guilt-filled, joyless, not only AA meeting, but probably event I've ever been to in my life.
Well, yeah, that's what happens to Irish. Like,
what?
Well, that's what happens to Irish people when you take away our alcohol.
Yeah, and it's also it's societal pressure because, like, you know, everyone's share was about their family. That's not always the case in AA, but every share was like, you know, I can't do the accent, but it was like, you know, I'm one of 12 brothers and sisters. They all drink. They all think I'm the black sheep because I got sober. They think there's something wrong with me.
Oh, yeah. There's something wrong with it. They say, little baby Seamus, why aren't you drinking alcohol anymore? Where did we go wrong?
Where did you become a Buddhist?
What? He's become a bloody Buddhist. What's wrong with the boy?
He's a Muslim. No,
there's something wrong with him. He's a Muslim. He's a bloody Muslim now. He's not drinking. Not drinking his booze.
If you're a Jew, he can drink.
He'd be happier with that. As long as he's not a Protestant, we're fine.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, that's about how it was. Something's feeding back. I'm hearing noise. What is that?
Uh-oh. Is that me? Yeah. Probably me. I'm the new guy. You know?
Yeah, it probably is, but I can tell.
You blame it on the new guy.
Yeah, I know you guys are going to blame me anyway, so I just skipped to it. You know, no, I'm the youngest in the family. I'm used to it.
Michael,
it's him. I turned him down and
it went away.
It went away. So it's something. It sounds like something electrical or... Did a heater kick on? Or?
And that's a great tip. And Dave, if you're listening, pay attention to that. When I turn somebody down and the noise goes away, that means it's you. I deal with that on my show, and I'm hearing an echo now. I'm hearing myself.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah. I hear an echo.
Very, very that's little. Yeah, I do hear that.
That's weird because we've done all these sound checks with Seamus, and he was fine. Mm-hmm. Did you change the direction your microphone's pointing?
Me?
Are you now hanging from the ceiling?
Yeah. No, seriously.
No, my microphone is in the same position.
Is there anybody else in the house? Do they, like, turn on, you know?
No, maybe it's my computer fan. Want me to turn my mic down and see if you still hear it? Let me just turn my mic off for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. This is a teaching cosmos. Yeah, it goes away.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was me.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe it's your computer fan kicked on. How about this? Can you get further away from your computer?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to do.
And see if it gets quieter. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm as far away as I can get.
To most people, it's just as loud. Nope.
Yeah, I still hear it.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. I think it's electrical.
That's weird.
That is weird. Why don't you close Fiend Phone and come back? And this is a teaching hospital, so this isn't bad radio. This is great radio.
Good call.
This is like showing how to, you know, troubleshoot and find the source of something. So,
I'll be up.
Close Fiend Phone and come back.
All right. Okay, disconnect or just close?
Close Fiend Phone.
Yeah, close it out.
Yeah, yep.
There wow, we go.
It's gone. That's nice. You know, and the people in the audience probably aren't hearing it at all because the GCN
Fiend phone.
Going out Fiend on radio, phone. It might be turning it off with compressors and noise gates and stuff, although it would still go probably on the MP3.
Yeah.
We'll see when this music's over.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Do you want to make money working at home? Join the high-stakes world of selling BIPCOT No Gov merchandise. The BIPCOT No Government License is licensed under the BIPCOT No Government License, which means that you can go to BIPCOT.org, download the high-res logos, and make your own BIPCOT No Government merchandise to sell. The best part is you keep all the profits. And if you send a picture and mail a sample to the good people at BIPCOT.org, they might even help you promote it for free.
As long as you're not a government or a government agent and you don't advocate for any governments in any way.
Help promote liberty, make money, have fun, meet interesting people, be the envy of all your friends, be the coolest kid at FiendFest Somalia, laugh at the state while it collapses, all while making and selling your own BIPCOT.org merchandise. What will you design? Get creative. Lots of folks are doing it, but there's always room for more. There are BIPCOT t-shirts, flags, drink cozies, turntable mats, Bip Strong bracelets, Bip Cut stickers, playing cards, and even Glock pistol backplates. You might even get mentioned on the Freedom Fiends. You're still kicking yourself for missing out on the start of Bitcoin. Don't miss out on BIPCOT. Get in on the ground floor now.
Not a guarantee.
Start your new life today at BIPCOT.org. That's BIPCOT.org.
But after we talk, so back, yeah, air.
How's it going, friends?
Yeah.
All right. So we're back. And it's time for sound check number two of the evening.
Could you hear that music?
Lovely.
You guys hear that music? You rocking out?
I'm sure. I was rocking out.
Seamus.
I'm always rocking out.
Seamus. I didn't, but I did have my GCN feed turned all the way down.
You never turn it all the way down. Yeah, turn it up a little bit because you need to hear the whole. You need to have the experience. See,
you're right. Of
feeling the music.
You're right.
It drives you.
Right.
Yeah, like you need to hear what the audience hears. Basically,
I feel that. I can get behind that. So, I got meowed at earlier. That was interesting. Yeah, before break,
you were like, "What's going on?"
Yeah. I did say that right when we went up there.
Jeremy, explain to him what's going on. I'll be right back.
What's going on here?
Michael's going to go run and listen. So yeah, what's going on? Is that
what's going on?
We have music that comes in and plays us in and plays us out if every break. So you know,
I was finishing a thought about punching Nazis and I just started. You guys started yelling at me.
Yeah, well, because unfortunately the music does, you know, it trails off and then it goes into the little liner, as Michael was saying. And sometimes, depending on who's sitting, who the board op is, and if they're sitting there all the time, they'll keep it turned down if you're talking. But it's usually just safer to, you know, cut things off. You know, if you listen to the show, sometimes you'll hear who's ever talking kind of speed up as what they're saying, because mm-hmm. you know, you kind of get used to it after a while, the whole timing thing. So.
I feel that. Well, I think this is actually just crypto leftism, and you heard I was going to make a point protecting the rights of Nazis, so you started meowing at me to silence me.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, you caught us. Yeah.
I've uncovered the conspiracy here. I know what's going on at the Freedom Fiends. You guys think I came here by accident? I was placed here. I'm investigating. I've been watching your operation for some time now. And let me tell you, I'm not happy with what I'm seeing. I know what you're up to behind the scenes.
Well, you know what? If you do, I'd love for you to point it out to me, because I'm sure I know I don't, and I don't think the rest of us don't have any idea what we're up to either. So if somebody else could tell us what we're up to, that'd probably be great.
Don't play coy. Don't play coy with me. You think Jim can keep a secret? Oh, every time I go on his podcast, he'll spill his guts on air. You don't listen, do you? You don't listen. He's told me about everything that goes on here.
Well, see, now that's where you're wrong. I actually do listen. I was a fan of the show for quite a while before.
I gotta say,
yes, Michael.
I'm not hearing the. I think our mix is good, and I'm not hearing much or any of that hum on the LRN feed or the GCN feed, which probably means it's not being heard on radio. And the late night, like, insane people that stay up and watch for UFOs and listen to. Yeah, those people like think like that the wires in their brain are keeping them from hearing it because we're talking about something they're not hearing. Although I'll say they this, think we're
everybody thinks we're gaslighting them right now.
Yeah. I was thinking about that actually. Like, I was wondering, like, wouldn't it be kind of funny if we did this to new hosts? Like, I hear a hum. Do you hear a hum? Yeah, I hear it too. Yeah, you got a hum, man. It wasn't there in soundcheck. Wow. What is it like if we did that to new hosts to see how they dealt with stress or something?
That'd be cruel. Yeah. It'd be very cruel.
Talk well, about we got another one coming on in a couple of days. We just tried on her.
She's how did I listening. Did I deal with the pressure well?
Is this, yeah, I think
was
you
this
did.
A,
I think
was
you
this
did,
a jumping but, in?
Yeah, and it was just jumping in. Jumping that's in. The thing. Like whoever leaves the fiend should have to jump in the next fiend. That's what it's
or saying. Well, no, because the way it works in gangs is once you are a member of that gang, you are a member of the gang for life. There's no was about it. And so when you want to leave, you got to walk through that alley of fellow gang members with all their weapons, and they just beat you down as you try to
jump
walk
out.
And then crawl and then saunter your way through. You usually die. Let's be real.
Yeah. Well, okay, so you're saying that from now on, you volunteer in the fiends that it's not voluntary to leave. So it's a yes. slave contract, basically.
Essentially,
I'm down with that. That's libertarian enough for me.
That's libertarian. I think so. I would agree with you. I can't see any issues.
Wait a minute. Do we get grandfathered in and we don't have to deal with any of this because we're here? This is for new fiends? Okay.
You're almost a founding fiend at this point, despite the fact you were fired at once and you inspired a line of t-shirts and stickers that say bad audio is a hate crime. And I just ordered 1,000 more bad audio is a hate crime stickers, include on top of the 250 I just got the other day, and I sent about 75 of those to Steve Miller, so he can stick them on the equipment cases of bad bands at the club he plays at.
Awesome.
Secretly,
that's awesome.
When they're drunk and not looking, they'll just have them at the next gig suddenly.
Let me tell you, I got one of those stickers, and I was curious about that. There are many hate crimes nowadays.
Yeah, but you didn't.
This is the only one that matters.
You didn't get in time to get the 30, the 50 Bitcoin. You missed that.
Ugh.
Although if you get a Bitcoin wallet, I'll probably give you a 50 Bitcoin.
I'll see if I can set that up. Bitcoin.
Let's see. So I was talking about how the worst, the most depressing AA meeting I've ever been at. Actually, probably the only depressing AA meeting I've ever been to, and I've been to thousands of them. Was in Dublin, the one I went to in Dublin, Ireland. What? Well, wow, that I've been with thousands? Or
no.
The most depressing.
It's only depressing.
That was the only depressing. Because I was like,
one where, like, you know, a long time member, like, you've never been in the meeting, you come in and everyone's like, you know, a long time member of the meeting died 2 days ago.
Yep. No,
clutching
that's what
his 1 year NA chip, you know, that NA meeting.
That's what I was talking about.
A movie, but that's a real meeting I went to. Like, he died refusing morphine in the hospital, dying of bone cancer.
Wow.
Dude, I'd be like, pump me up.
Wow.
Okay.
That's
I didn't hear that story, but that's what I was getting at, because I haven't been to nearly as many meetings as you have, but I went there to quite a number of them, and I've actually been to ones like that where everybody was somber when I walked in, and I'm like, what's going on? It's then you find out so-and-so just died, who's like, it's like the founding member of that meeting or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, those aren't fun.
I went to an AA meeting. You know what? I've never said this on the show because it might be considered a violation of anonymity. But after someone's dead, it's kind of like the anonymity doesn't exist anymore. And this person was kind of open about being in recovery, but not in AA in particular. But I went to an AA meeting where Hubert Selby Jr. was there. That's kind of neat. I like that. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
You're going to get sued, man. It's coming. It's a coming.
Yeah.
You know what?
I told you that's why I was here, Jeremy, to investigate some of what's going on behind the scenes here. Michael, I'm not sure if you heard it, Michael, but there's a reason I'm here. This wasn't a coincidence. I've been investigating and following you guys. That's why I talked to Jim.
For who?
Don't worry about that.
I do worry about that.
Well, you guys can't know. I'm not saying it's the federal government. I'm not saying it's the Bureau of Protecting the Anonymity of AA members. I'm not
saying
it is.
That's the kind of kidding that'll get you kicked off the show, though.
Oh no, I'm not actually behind the scenes investigating. Yeah. I'm not investigating for anybody.
All right. Then I believe you. Okay.
The fun times we will have.
So the other thing, the other Irish faux pas, well, that wasn't my faux pas, but so.
The Irish faux pas. You have horrible AA meetings.
The first time I went to Northern Ireland, which was on the same trip when I was showing my movie DIY or Die, How to Survive as an Independent Artist. And I, despite being Irish and English and constantly at war with myself as a result, when I first got up, somebody picked me up at the airport from the plane, flying from Manchester to Belfast, and went downtown. They took me downtown to show me around before I went to show my movie at some coffee shop, and I was like, wow. And this is before I went to Dublin. This is like the first part of the Irish island trip. And I'm in Belfast, and I'm like walking down the street going, man, like kind of loud, like, man, this is great. I've never been to Ireland. This is awesome. And they're like, shush, you're going to get us killed. That's awesome.
Ever just pretended to be a relative of yours from the distant past so you'd buy him drinks?
Oh, and the other thing was, we were walking down the street and there was this guy in front of us. I was kind of like looking at myself in the future, but there was this fat balding. Well, I'm not balding, but there's this fat punk rocker in a leather jacket in like a GBH, the band GBH, punk rock leather jacket said GBH on the back of it. What are you doing, DJ? Oh, you're smoking, pretending you smoke. Anyway. And I see, it just stopped.
It was for sure my computer fan. It's for sure my fan.
Okay. Yeah, because it wound down and I heard it go.
Right. I suggest you get some canned air and blow the kitten's worth of hair that's probably in there. That's probably why it's making that much noise.
You think that's it?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be like, have a vacuum cleaner handy because it's going to be like a cloud of dust if it's making that much noise. So I'm like, man. Who's that old punk rocker? That's kind of sad. Like that old punk rocker, like, he's like 50 and he's still wearing a leather jacket. This is GBH on it. And they're like, that's the singer in GBH.
Oh, wow.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Oh, enough of my shaggy dog. Well,
to be fair, you're not still wearing a leather jacket, are you?
I never wore a leather jacket. Although someone gave me a leather jacket and I wore it for a while. And he painted something on it and he wrote, it was in giant letters you could see like, a block away. And it said Bomb, which is the name of my band. It said Bomb F word on the next line and then Rock and then Kill. So it was Bomb, Rock, Kill. I really liked that. I wore that jacket for a long time.
Nice.
Oh, and then I had a brown leather jacket that didn't look punk rock at all. And I I painted Moo on the back of it because they're made of cows. I thought that was funny.
So the only leather jacket that I wore for any considerable length of time was a leather full length trench that I actually was wearing right before Columbine happened.
Oh,
so that was fun. That was part of my whole thing before that happened, and it was like, the ridicule and the looks and the terror that I incited in people just because of my dress after that. That was fun.
Was that back when you were living in the Matrix?
Yes, it was.
Black leather. You guys obviously aren't as cool as me because I wear leather jackets and smoke cigarettes all day, and I only wear a white T-shirt under said leather jacket, and I have a lot of hair gel. No.
So,
yes, it could be.
So you were Dice Clay?
Rarely. Rarely. I smoke on occasion.
Yeah. I used to smoke on occasion. Now I'm on an oxygen tank.
Oh,
it's cool, man. It's really cool.
No, it's not.
Cautionary tale.
I hear you.
But it's really cool. Yeah. All right. So we haven't gotten around to like why wanting to beat up Nazis is dumb yet, even though we don't like Nazis. But we'll get around to it. We got time.
Really? There's many reasons. Well, because you can just brand anybody you want with some emotionally charged label.
But this guy calls himself a Nazi, basically, more or less. Well, but it's still not cool to want to punch him.
Well, he does call him, call himself like a white nationalist or something?
Yes, that's what that term
Well, there's people
who
think it's okay to punch that guy. If this is less about the Nazi label and more about thinking that it's cool to punch people for
their ideas.
Opinions.
Yeah.
We'll get more into it when we get back from the break.
Yeah.
Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, go with AgoristHosting.com.
Forget it.
Yeah. F it, we'll do it live.
Okay, Bill O'Reilly.
Hey, Open Bazaar.
Is that still a thing?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, I was going to open a store there, and I just never got around to it, and I didn't know if people were still using it.
Jim and I did it, but we were kind of like too far early adopters to the point where, like, you know, nobody's buying.
I was going
to
say, there's a bunch of sellers, no buyers.
Yeah, it's a lot of it. But, so basically, people don't know, Open Bazaar is, have you heard of it?
I haven't. No.
Okay, so it's open source software that is basically allows you to make your own Silk Road. Like, it allows you to make, or something like Silk Road, but, you know, not for drugs necessarily. I mean, most of the things on Open Bazaar are like people selling their art or shoes or Bitcoin or computer memory sticks or t-shirts they made or things like that. Some silver.
I was going to sell Bipcot merchandise.
Yep. And so basically, it's kind of a brilliant idea. It's basically uses the multi-sig aspect of Bitcoin, which is basically that you can set up a system where like two people have to agree and click yes on something before Bitcoin in escrow is dispersed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it works like that. So, you know, you go to sell something on it. You pick an escrow, or you pick a moderator, basically. Pay them 5% or so. Somebody clinking glasses.
Sorry, that was me.
In an Irish bar or something. All right, so. So you know, you can sell things, and it's hard to get ripped off, which is cool. So it's like, you know, you don't have to. It's like eBay crossed with Amazon, crossed with the black market, you know, crossed with, like, there isn't really a third. There isn't there's a third party, but it's different every time. And you pick the third party. It's not like eBay where it always goes to eBay and eBay can censor what you can sell.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you can sell anything you want and you can host it yourself. Like, basically you know, your computer's on, you're hosting it, or you can pay someone to host it. Like, mine is hosted on Derek Slopey's server, Agorist Hosting from agoristhosting.com, who also hosts the Freedom Fiends. But, you know, and I'm only selling legal things, and he only does it with legal things. Like, it's kind of a proof of concept, but they just added Tor support, which is huge, which basically means
huge
run. A hidden,
it's huge.
You know, like, they couldn't be caught selling whatever they're selling if they do it right. So it basically just means that, like, it's really good news for the true free market, not the square government so-called free market.
Square. No, that's a good way to describe it too.
Yeah.
Because it is just a square so-called free market.
You know, Trump's free market where,
it's a perfect free market. There's no problems with my free. Some people are saying there's a problem with my free market. I won't name names, but it is Michael. It's Michael. He's saying there's a problem with my free market. I think it's a wonderful free market.
The first five words of that were convincing Trump, and then it kind of sounded like John Lennon for some reason.
John Lennon.
I think he's going Dublin, man. I think you're thinking in Dubly.
Oh, I'm just
mixed in Dubly.
Where was the John Lennon? How does I guess? I'm trying to even think of what John Lennon's voice sounds like to me, and I can't.
Sounds Irish English.
I can't picture his voice in my head right now.
All right, so that's the good news that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Open Bazaar now has Tor support. So
that's pretty
worms.
Cool. Yeah. So you said it's just too many sellers and enough buyers. Is how it appears.
Well, that was. Now it's getting better, right?
Yeah, oh, but, okay. You know, it's people selling, like, out-of-date computer hardware and, you know, Freedom Fiends buttons, so.
Okay, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
And Bitcoin's the only currency that's used there, right? Still,
yeah.
Or is...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just no other cryptocurrency?
Yeah. No. Although, they could take Monero. They could take anything that can do multi-sig transactions. They should take Monero. Then you wouldn't need Tor. Well, you still would, but... Yeah. All right, we'll be back after this trip to the market and some news, and it'll scare you. Because it's news.
And then maybe we'll finally get to talking about punching Nazis. Or maybe
we won't. Why it's not cool.
Why it's not
unless
cool.
Unless they're doing physical things and you're keeping them away from you or someone you love.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is just the rule for everyone.
Yeah exactly. Not Nazi specific.
Not Nazi. This rule is not Nazi specific.
Worms.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting to the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza, on the artificial satellite Libpair 2017, in the Alpha Centauri region. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCAT no government license. This allows for reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCAT.org. So, we are back for the second hour. This is Jeremy. I am here with Michael W.D. and the new fiend, Seamus Coughlin. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
I'm great. So, we had a little audio problem during the first segment. We're still having it, but...
It's back.
We determined it's not very much going out on air, and we decided how we're going to solve it, which is Seamus is going to get some canned air and... blow all the fur into his computer further.
Exactly.
Buried in the corner.
Just have to go buy a new fan for his computer.
Seems to be the way to do it.
Yeah, because it came on again. But we talked... Now, I don't remember. Did we talk on the show or during the break? Because if we only said this on the break, I think we should talk about on the show about how we said that we should do this with new hosts. Like, tell them there's a buzz, whether there's not. Was that on the show?
I think it was on the show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we started talking about that on the air.
Well, I'm glad I said it again then, because we are on two stations in the second hour that were not on in the first hour. So
okay.
That'd be pretty funny, too. And they're in my state. Well, one's in Wyoming. The other one's in South Dakota, in Belle Fouche. Hello. Good evening, Belle Fouche.
I like it.
Belle Fouche. I know how to say that because when we got on that station, I wanted to know how to say it. And I searched it on YouTube and found about four different pronunciations of it, including three pronunciations from people that live there. So I finally called the Chamber of Commerce of Belle Fouche. I looked it up on Google and called it. And that's not a government agency generally. That's generally a private organization.
It's supposed to be, but usually.
Yeah. It's usually deeply tied with the
government. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just override it.
You know,
it's quasi-private.
I know the one here in Nassau County is pretty corrupt.
Okay, let's call them government agents.
They're quasi.
I'm sure they're wonderful people there in Belle Fouche, but you know, let's call them quasi-government agencies aren't good for much. But I'll bet they know how to pronounce the name of their town.
I would think you would we'll think give them so, that. Right?
So yeah. I called them up. I asked her, and she said, "Why? It's Belfouche. Why do you ask?" And I said, "Because I'm on a radio show, and we just got on here, and I wanted to say your town right." And she said, "Well, thank you." And she offered to send me some pamphlets. I was like, "No, thank you. I have the internet, and you have a website. But have a great day."
Bless your heart.
What a sweet lady.
Pamphlets.
If you're listening out there.
Yeah.
Thank you for the offer.
Yeah, Millie.
It would have been really.
It was Millie.
It would have been really funny if she.
Millie from Belfouche, if you're listening. Thank you for your service.
It would have been really funny if she'd offered to send you pamphlets and buttons. That would have been ironic.
Mispronouncing Belfouche is a hate crime.
Yeah. There you go. So let's see. What else is I going to complain about? Oh, safe space on the radio. So I want to complain about a couple things. One is dude talk. You guys don't mind dude talk. By dude talk, I mean male friends who, you know, call each other the F word that rhymes with maggot that you can't say on radio. And, you know, a-holes.
Especially if you are yourself a gay man, you're definitely not allowed to say it on the radio. We learned that the hard way.
We found that out. Well, no, he was talking about F stuff, not just calling someone F. He didn't even use the word F. He was talking about, I'm not going to say what he was talking about because I don't want to lose another station. Let's not go there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Uh-oh. I shouldn't have brought it up.
His love life.
What were we talking about? I never said anything. Let's just pretend I never said anything.
I didn't hear anything.
He didn't use any dirty words.
No.
He just talked. He said words that in other sentences would be completely fine on radio.
But it's just the way he strung them together.
There's a lesson for you there, Seamus, about what
phrasing.
You can't say.
Phrasing.
Yeah.
That's like, fair.
Okay. So.
Yes.
So I don't like dude talk, and I don't like, now, I'm not opening myself up for bullying, you know, by people, by saying this. Like, if people hear this and go, oh, I'm going to write him an email and say blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing. There's a block button on every service on the internet. And I don't like friends saying it to me. I don't care if they say it to each other, but I don't understand why people say it. And I really think it's practically retarded, I guess, would be the most PC way I could say it. I think it's a deficiency, and I think it's something that people start doing in early adolescence to try to fit in and look tough before they actually have any toughness. And then it's kind of a vestigial organ of speech that people maintain into their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. I think y'all are retarded.
We disagree. I have a few thoughts on that. The first thing I'd say is don't worry. I don't think you're opening yourself up to bullying, because when you say you don't like dude talk, all you're saying is you don't like being insulted, and everyone already knows that anyway, I suppose. So it's not like you're giving them any new ammunition. But I don't fully agree. I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from. If that's your only interaction with a male friend is the dude talk, and you just only rip on each other, and there's nothing deeper to the relationship than that, I could understand that, but...
No, I don't like it even when there is something deeper. Like, no, I don't like it with my friends I'm close with. Well, you disagree.
I'm not shaming you for it. No, exactly. You cannot like it. I don't have a problem with you not liking
it. You can be retarded. You can be a freaking retarded.
We can say the R word, though. That's one of those words we could throw out here on the radio. I did not know that.
You're not supposed to.
Only.
Okay. All right.
Only in the clinical sense.
That's why I'm using it. I'm using it to make a point, but... It's the harshest word I could say, dude talk.
To let me know that I can't say
really
it.
Really can't say it, yeah.
He's like, I can say it and you can't.
Here's the thing.
Do as I say, not as I do.
What could happen if we were more popular? If we were more popular, you couldn't say it. Like Opie and Anthony, I think like one of them got kicked off the air for saying that or something.
Something like that.
Yeah. And it's basically like, you know, there are lobbyists and there are associations and there are people who will march and boycott, but the Freedom Feeds don't, our advertisers are us, and then like colloidal uranium enemas to keep away the New World Order, and that stuff sells itself, man. You don't need ads for that. So you can't really boycott the Freedom Fiends. And, you know, you could march outside of my door, but you'd have to find Wyoming on a map first, and most people. Which is why I live here. The White House can't even find Wyoming on a map. There was a thing where like Barack Obama was giving a conference and he was pointing at a map and saying like something about Colorado and how he's gonna, like, showing where he's going to. No, the White House wasn't him. He doesn't do that. This president, but he was, the White House was giving, it was the White House press secretary was saying, like, where Obama was going on the speaking tour. And he pointed that, you know, he looked at the map, he pointed it at Colorado and said, you know, he'll be here at Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming. So they can't find us on a map, which is what they can't find us, is why I live here. So like, no one here pays taxes except me. Like, you know, the tax man can't find your house.
That's a good call. I might move to Wyoming one of these days.
Jeremy, were you going to say something? Dude, no. You
retard? Yeah, but about dude talk.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was going to say something before. I do kind of actually agree with your assessment of where it came from. Even I am somebody who does partake in this type of behavior that you're referring to, because at least from my perspective, you know, it largely, you know, I know where I picked it up from was like the locker rooms and stuff when I was on sports teams when I was younger.
It's because you're suddenly naked around other boys. You're wondering if your penis measures up. Everyone's like shy and not erect, so everyone's penis looks like, you know, I don't know, a baby's finger.
Well, like, you see, I never had to worry about that. That's not me bragging. That's just me saying we never got naked in our locker room at schools. So
why? Catholic school?
No, public school.
I went to an Episcopal school, so we got naked. It's like Catholicism with half the guilt.
It's Catholicism. It's light. Like diet Catholicism.
Yeah, no.
We went to a public school, and you know, we would definitely change in the locker room to put our gym clothes on, but you would just get down to your underwear. You wouldn't get completely naked.
What?
Yeah, no need to. Why?
What school is this?
No, Jeremy, that's
you went to public school, didn't you?
I did too, but it started changing.
It's, really? Yeah, well, why would you need changing. To get fully naked? What's the point if you just keep your underwear on before you put your gym clothes
you're
on?
Showering.
Well, yeah, oh, no, we didn't shower. We didn't shower.
Yeah,
I still don't shower.
That kind of stopped.
I'm an animator.
When I, that kind of stopped when I was in school back in like the late 80s, early 90s. It started to change over. It wasn't like that anymore.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, we
didn't. I've never heard of this, but it was an option. Again, I'm not someone who thinks about the nude bodies of young teenagers.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's a start.
That's a good thing.
We had a section in my high school where we were swimming. We did swimming, and then we did actually have to get fully naked to put the trunks on because you're not wearing your boxers.
Because you need to use a shoehorn to get them on.
Exactly. No. And so that, like, but that was the only time, and that wasn't until like junior year, you know. So all through middle school and high school, we went without seeing each other naked at all. And when we actually did have to change for swimming, we were just like all in the corner, not looking at each other, not making eye contact. So wow. No one really saw. You'd wrap a towel around yourself. Yeah, very modest. We were very modest children.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know, man.
Do you think that's a necessary and important part of development, though? I mean, because I'm just saying this is not where my dude talk stemmed from. Yeah.
I don't think it's necessarily, like, important for young boys to get naked together. I'm not going to even say that on record if I thought it was true. I don't want that soundbite out of context somewhere. I don't know. I don't really know much about child rearing. I mean, I had a kid, but you know, her mother raised her and I didn't get to see her that much, and so I don't really know. And I she died, you know. I don't know what makes a kid good. I don't know what works, you know. I can't tell people what they should do with their kids.
Well, I'm sorry to hear all that.
Yeah. So I don't know, and I want to segue into this into another thing about Dude Talk, which is gonna segue well into the Nazi thing that we're going to talk about. We've been promising for an hour and a half, almost. So the thing that I hate worse than Dude Talk, which is a really prominent thing, especially from the alt-right and people who lean that way, you know, the kind of like sort of Nazi-ish nationalism with a dash of libertarianism just to embarrass us non-Nazi libertarians.
Yeah.
Which there seems to be a lot of lately, is this thing where people really do something mean to you and then like call you a triggered pussy leftist when you naturally react like any normal human would. I'm not going to say it's got to go because it won't, but it's literally retarded. All right, when we get back,
I hear that.
We're off.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Do you want to be able to tell almost anyone, almost anything with only two words? And how about if you could do it without saying a single word? Then you need Not a Guarantee, Wolbert's. The new app that's like Pocket Alibi Lite, in that it's like Pocket Alibi if Pocket Alibi only had two words instead of 200 words. Oh yeah, and if it also played the Wolbert's podcast. Wolbert's, that's our word. Not a Guarantee, Wolbert's, is from Beastlick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, the good people who brought you Bipcoin, Fiendphone, and the best-selling app, Find Gigi Allen's Grave. Log on today at https://play.google.com and get the free Bipcot licensed app, Not a Guarantee, Wolbert's. Do it! Do it! Do it till you're satisfied!
I won't count the guilty just to do it. Only to get things done to make the show better.
What a greater good and all.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we can get around to Nazis. So what was this event that Richard Spencer was peacefully speaking at a table in a restaurant at? Do you guys know?
I don't even know what it was. Do you know what the actual event was, Seamus? Because I don't know. I know it was some libertarian event.
Yeah, it was some libertarian thing. I know that Jeffrey Tucker referred to it specifically as an anti-fascist get-together when he was kicking Spencer out.
Yeah,
I don't think he kicked Spencer. That's not what I saw.
Yeah, okay. I might be wrong on that. I might be wrong in that detail. But when they were arguing,
that's what mainstream media. Here's what happened: was as far as I know, was it was at the Libertarian, God, I don't even know what it was. Some Libertarian thing.
IPFLC something, I don't remember.
International initials. Students for Left Libertarianism, I think it stood for. For gentle flowers who want to punch people. So the video I saw, first of all, the main video from this had horrible audio. It's got that going again.
It was filmed
by a left libertarian.
Typical.
Coming to take you away, man. I hear it.
I know. They're coming for me. Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. There was a left libertarian recording this at a left libertarian event. What are the chances?
I know. Yeah. In this restaurant. So this was like in the hotel, I think in a Marriott hotel.
Is that in your hallway? Jeez.
They're getting close. They must be after me.
Do you have your windows open?
No, I don't. You could tell what kind of neighborhood I live in, huh?
That's unbelievably loud.
I know.
Yeah. You have to move. You have to get a better fan.
Get a better house before you come back on my show.
Exactly. That should be a button. That really should
just get a new life.
Just a picture of me that says, get a better house before you come back on my show.
Yeah, that was loud.
So, wow. Richard Spencer. Oh, did you go to the University of Chicago there, Seamus?
No.
Did you?
No.
Are you from Chicago? No.
I am, originally. Most of my life I lived in the suburbs, but in and out of the city a lot for work and family.
You know we're on the radio in Chicago, right?
What? Yeah, actually, no, I do, because you asked me to test it out.
Yeah,
you heard it when you first went on there.
You could barely hear it, but you heard it.
Yeah, but I could hear
it. Chicago, though? Where were you when you could barely hear it?
I was
outside of Chicago, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm probably about like 10, 15 minutes from like the edge of the inner city. So like I'm like a 10-minute drive from Berwyn, which is actually like official Chicago.
From Jeff Berwyn?
No.
Horrible.
From Berwyn, not Jeff Berwyn. Berwick? And so, yeah, I'm like 10 minutes outside of the city, I suppose.
Yeah, so. Elgin, run WR. MN 1410 AM in Elgin, Illinois, on Saturdays for 1 hour. Saturdays from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. But hey, that's like millions of people that could hear the show. So
that's true. Alarms. That's true.
Yeah. Thank you for your service.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Yep.
It's right, on me because I'm from the area. I get credit.
There you go. You take that credit.
I don't know about the kicking out part, but what I saw in the video was. Jeffrey Tucker, libertarian bow tie, where Jeffrey Tucker and what do you call him, a white nationalist, Richard Spencer?
Well, that's what he would.
I don't think that's unfair.
Well, that's what he would refer to himself as far as I know.
Yeah. Anti-immigration, white race is the best race, believes in some interesting pseudo-scientific topics about race.
Does he actually say the white race is the best race, or does he just say European culture is superior? Does he explicitly believe we have superior genes?
I've more heard him talk about European culture.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Here's another thing, too. Everybody who's yelling at Richard Spencer, I don't think any of them have ever listened to him. I venture that a lot of them have never listened to him, and I'm not sticking up for him. I'm just saying, like, I listened to an hour video of him talking a year ago just because I was like, oh, who is this guy? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I probably, and I'm going to lose some friends here from this, but I probably agreed with 20% of it or 30% of it and disagreed with 70 or 80% of it.
Yeah, it's actually interesting. I was just researching him, and I encountered a sort of similar problem. A lot of the websites that I was getting information from him, they had these quotes that were actually really misleading, and it made it appear as though he had actually said X, Y, and Z. And upon further research, I found out that he hadn't. So that's why I'm reluctant
to
say.
That's why I went to the source. I went to the source. I listened to a speech before he was hugely well-known and hated and loved, you know, like when he was kind of fringe.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, y'all. Like, punching him and vilifying him and screaming at him brings him more followers.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. The Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other chromed robot turd, available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and FreedomFiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the artisanal Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode, and so much more. You know the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world, but when the fiends aren't live, you can use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive, high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free, and of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Tell two friends, review it on Google Play and Amazon, prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio, and get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms.
So we're talking about Nazis, or the people who are called Nazis but are not Nazis. Now, generally when people are called Nazis, it means person I don't agree with. That's the way it's commonly used by uneducated people. Fascist also means person I disagree with.
Technically, every
politician in America is a fascist, and in almost every country... your fan just went off. Because fascism is a strong government control of privately owned business and an iron fist to do it. You know, it's a matter of degrees. You know, everything's fascist. Putting a tariff on things from Mexico to pay for a wall to Mexico. I don't understand how people don't understand. That doesn't mean Mexico pays for it. It means you pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, it means everything from Mexico is going to cost more money. And if you think, well, I buy American. No, you don't. Everybody buys things that are from Mexico. Even things made by American companies that say made in America, the parts from them are often made in Mexico or China. Or Pakistan. I bought some socks the other day at Walmart. This were made in Pakistan, and they're the best socks I've ever had. Oh, actually, nice. I got them I got them from Amazon, not Walmart, and they were I've been experimenting with things with socks because it's hard for me to find socks that are just right. I don't know. I have a problem with socks.
In what regard? Like size or comfort level, texture?
Yeah, like they're too thick in one place. Oh, okay, I gotcha.
And I get that.
Okay. Too tight and too loose. And so what I actually bought was socks only come in like three sizes. You know, it's not like shoe sizes. And like, you know, there's
yeah,
there's
like six
one,
to 12.
Yeah, and then 12 to 18. And my shoe size is 6.5. So I'm supposed to have the second out of the three. I actually got the ones for the bigger feet, like for way bigger feet than me, but I got diabetic socks, even though I'm not diabetic, which are tight. They're tight because it's something with, like, you know, I don't know, your blood needs massaging or something. So I got like tight socks that are too big, and they're best fit I've ever had.
Wow. Interesting.
And, you know, without some type of open trade across borders, I wouldn't have the socks that make me
happy.
That's
a good point. You would not have the socks. Those socks would be helping to build the wall if we had that tariff with Pakistan.
Yeah. Okay, so... go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. What?
Oh, no, I was just going to bring it back to Nazis, but it sounds like you were doing that.
Okay, so International Students for Liberty Conference, the ISLC.
There you go.
Which... I think it's part of the Students for Liberty, which I'm pretty sure is funded by the Koch brothers.
And I believe they are now because they were.
That's not conspiracy theory.
No,
that's not insulting. That's fact.
Oh, yeah, just like the driving force behind reason.
I don't know if Richard Spencer, and he does not call himself a white supremacist. We looked it up. He calls himself an identitarian.
What is that?
Yeah, what does that even mean?
That just sounds like another new term to obfuscate what he
actually
is. Another
dumb Bud Wars. Yep.
I don't think it's one of those. I think it's a more accurate term for him than identitarian. And I think it means, I don't know. It's a buzzword, but,
that's my point.
But it is specific. He's more concerned with the, with European identity and European culture than white in particular. Like, I think he probably doesn't like... I don't want to assume anything. Let's not get too down in what he is. Because really, we'd have to, like, play 20 minutes of him to really know what he is.
Let's just say he's a Nazi. Let's just say he's a Nazi. Even if we don't believe it, let's just say he's a Nazi.
Let's not.
Is it okay to punch
him? Well, no.
Allegedly, okay, allegedly. I'm not saying he is a Nazi, but even if he were, even if we grant them that, is it okay to punch him? Well, no, it's not okay to punch anybody unless they're actively threatening your life, liberty, or property, or the life, liberty, or property of somebody you love or want to protect.
Right. Right. So he got punched at a rally recently by some leftist.
I thought I heard it happen a second time, too, but maybe I was wrong about that.
A lot of people were saying they wanted to punch him after that, to the point where you might have heard that someone, you know, heard it wrong.
Well, I have a question. If lefties can punch Nazis, how come we can't punch commies or Marxists of other strain?
Or lefties. And also, like, I would say, too, you know, Richard Spencer doesn't advocate for violence. A lot of people, there are a lot of black people advocating for violence.
Yes.
You know, is it okay to punch one of them? I'm sure that these lefties would say no way. And I would say no way. But, you know,
you don't understand. Richard Spencer and other people who they disagree with are advocating for a very nebulous and theoretical form of violence known as systemic oppression. So it's actually more defensible to go be violent against them than it would be someone who's actually actively calling for violence, because they're just defending themselves when they're on the left side.
Of course.
I don't know what that means or how serious you were.
No, I was serious. So their argument seems to be that whenever somebody says anything that they even remotely disagree with, that person is contributing to the upholding of systemic power structures that influence us to commit acts of violence. And so this is why they have hate speech laws. Because when you say hateful things and influence people to have negative social attitudes, you're in some way responsible for violence against minorities.
because it's a chain reaction that was set off by your speech.
How come it's usually white kids that grew up in the suburbs that are most concerned about these attitudes, about having that attitude?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, see, it's funny you mentioned that, though, because like I dealt with one of these idiots from a different perspective, but it's the same idea with one of these crazy feminists who's ranting and raving about the patriarchy. And I'll give her a shout out just because she was so insanely crazy on my buddy Dylan's Facebook page, Veteran Anarchy. This woman, what is her name? Deanna Lynn, who fancies herself. I guess she thinks she's a black bloc anarchist, but she's really just insane. But yeah, it's that whole attitude where they're just ranting and raving, and anything anybody says, it doesn't matter. It has to be this oppression. And even if you're somebody like she wouldn't even discuss anything with women, because she just said, I'm not going to argue with you, but if you don't agree with me, then you must be being you don't even realize you're being oppressed.
Exactly.
Yeah, like that's what it is. Everything.
I know that species. So,
but it's the same in all of them.
Too. Go. And kind of ironic too is this thing we're talking about, like, you know, we're making a lot of generalizations about,
of course,
things we agree on pretty much, which is that it's not okay to punch people just because you disagree with them. There seems to be a lot more than usual of the thought going and speech going around saying that it's okay to punch people, and I want to punch that guy, is a lot of them. And I think a lot of that is virtue signaling, which is basically like young dudes who can't really get with women easily, like saying stuff within earshot of women or on videos that will be seen by women, showing how virtuous they are by wanting to punch Nazis. Thirdly, I wonder how many people would say they want to punch Richard Spencer if no one else is around. And people made fun of him for like having a bodyguard. I'd have a bodyguard too if I was as hated and target of violence as he is.
And not only that, well, how many of these people would be advocating violence against him, not only if other people weren't around, but if it was just him and them in a room with no cameras?
None. Not exactly. Many. Not many. Yeah. A lot claim they do. That lawyer, Thom, tonight was saying, like, I'm a big guy, I could take him. But here's the other thing that's really interesting that no one's really saying is that so basically Jeffrey Tucker, who's a bow tie libertarian who I don't really like very much, but a lot of people do, was sitting at a table calmly, had invited Richard Spencer to sit at this table and debate with him. So has anybody ever heard the theory that the racist Ron Paul newsletters were written by Jeffrey Tucker?
No. I have not heard that theory. I can't imagine that.
He had opportunity, access. What's the thing you have to have to be convicted of murder? Opportunity, motive, access. And access. I don't know if he had motive, but he had definitely opportunity and access. So
there were a number of other people who did as well, correct? Yeah. I mean, don't some people think Lou Rockwell wrote it as well?
I know that theory. And wasn't even that, there was somebody else that wasn't that crazy Jesse, what was his name, the guy who was all tied up, Jesse something or other, that was tied up
who
with
tied
the Pauls. No, he was in with the Paul. He was one on Ron Paul's staff.
I don't know. I don't want to hear you stammer about who might have been what. I just want to bring that up because I'm being kind of poking people who think that Richard Spencer is the devil and deserves to be punched, and Jeffrey Tucker's God. So you really like Jeffrey Tucker, huh?
I do. Yeah, I do really like Jeffrey Tucker.
All right.
I like his method of speaking. I think he's actually very persuasive because he's a very optimistic person.
He's Catholic, too.
Yeah, he's Catholic. You know what's interesting? I met him in person not long ago, and it was a very pleasant exchange, and I found out that there's a church I've been to where he actually helps coach the choir, which I found fascinating.
Have a meeting with the Pope about music and copyrights or something?
I don't think it was
the Pope, but I think it was some cardinals. He basically like convinced them to not copyright their music, you know, their old music, to spread, you know, dying types of music.
Good for him.
And I think they took him up on it. Which is good for him. Yeah.
You know, he was a really nice guy when I met him, though. Very down to earth, very kind, too. Because it's obviously he's in a position where he's, you know, at fee. He's got a lot of fans, and he's pretty well known in the libertarian community. So I could totally understand him wanting to brush me off. But he gave me the time of day and really had a pretty interesting conversation with me. So he seems like a good guy.
Well, you're white. I'm totally kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Irish is not white, first of all.
I know. It's the N-words of the white.
Well, yeah, right. when we did that show where we covered all the different cuss words, you know,
all the Irish ones were like something N-word.
N-word, yeah. There was at least 20 of them that were some variation of that.
I know.
And then there was shillelagh liquor.
Liquor, I love
that
it.
Made that up, but
Liquor and Seamus.
I think Shillelagh Hugger. I think Shillelagh Hugger was on there. That was my favorite one.
Licking Seamus. I like that.
You're dirty, Shillelagh Liquor.
You can have that one. I'll stick with my burnt pizza one from the from my Italian side.
For Italians, yeah.
Italian, yeah.
Yeah. So. The bottom line is
I hear that music.
The bottom line is don't slur Irish people, folks. It's not kind.
And don't punch Nazis unless they're about to punch you.
Unless they're about to punch you. And don't slur Irish people unless they're about to slur you.
And but don't say who you'd punch unless you'd actually be willing to do it one on one.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
And there existed stickers. They used to not exist. Now they exist.
That's funny. DJ, how do you like the Fiend stickers on our coffee pot?
They're gorgeous.
Yes. What do they say?
State speech is hate speech. And BIPCOT.org.
Yeah, and people can get them by going to freedomfiends.com and clicking on the new link at the top. It says stickers, and there will be more designs. So check back regularly. Catch them all.
Worms.
All this music's me.
Really?
All the intro and outro music, yeah. It's all either my band Bomb, Bingo, if you're playing the whole Bingo. Oh, you're Catholic.
I had Bingo in the first
one. I literally played Bingo tonight.
You know there's awesome. A Fiends Bingo that Steve Miller made?
Of I did
topic,
not know that.
Of my topics I do a lot, yeah. So let's see, I'm Richard Spencer. Spends part-time in Virginia and part-time in Montana. You know, today someone on the internet who hadn't talked to me in like 20 years was talking to someone else who hadn't talked to me in 20 years. And like they were like, oh, I thought that guy's dead from drugs. No, he's doing great. He's got a radio show and he's a prepper in Montana. And yeah, he's a prepper living in Montana. I'm barely nice. A prepper and I'm not in Montana, but like I said, no well, one
people
can
think
find
that.
Wyoming.
That's good.
It's why I live here. So Richard Spencer, I read more on this. First of all, the reason it's hard to really know what happened is the only video shot there was shot by John Lindley. So in a room full of like 20 people all cheering on their hero, Jeffrey Tucker, you know, calmly debating their enemy, Richard Spencer. You'd think more than one person would have turned on their phone. And
yeah, exactly.
The one person who turned on his phone was more busy selfieing himself, screaming invective at Richard Spencer.
That's annoying.
As a mating call to women. Yeah. This guy, John Lindley, that you couldn't really tell what was going on. He was like in the back of the room screaming how he wants to do this and that. And you couldn't really hear what's going on. So you asked me if Will Coley was there. I don't know, because the only video is from the back of the room, and it's a guy filming himself screaming at Nazis and why they should be dealt with aggressively.
Yeah.
So
secondly, backs.
Here's something interesting. So this article says that they taught Spencer and Tucker. So liberty versus fascism, basically, let's say. So liberty and fascism calmly discussed and debated for an hour. And then eventually Tucker, it sounds like this article on Libertarian Republic, which who knows, it's run by autism plagiarism. it basically says that eventually, like they calmly talked for an hour and then Tucker like got indignant and had the fascists kicked out. So is that how libertarians deal with arguments? If they're losing, they call security. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know. I am biased here, so take this with a grain of salt because I do like Tucker. But would you say that he was necessarily losing? He might have just kicked him out because he was frustrated. And it is private property.
Who knows? Because, you know, libertarians are more interested, apparently, in filming. Well, this the only libertarian there who... You see, I would have been up front calmly, probably just audio recording it.
Yeah, he would have been getting good audio.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have been up there with headphones on and a boom mic over their booth. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, libertarians aren't interested, apparently, in, at least none of them there, were interested in getting a good record. Who knows what was said, you know? I mean, maybe the Nazi said to Jeffrey Tucker, yes, you've won me over. I am now in favor of open borders and total free, you know, like
and maybe, then he kicked him out.
and then he kicked him out. Yeah, maybe.
He's like, I, Jeffrey Tucker, I hate McDonald's and bow ties. He's like, get out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Probably all don't want it taken, so.
So you guys ever use Signal? It's an app. It's a free app for text chat and phone calls, and it's encrypted. I made the first ever, well, actually I had a secure phone years ago, but it was like a guy who made phones that, like, you had to buy the phone and could only talk to people who had the phone, and he lent me two of them. Yeah, it was like early Android phone, and it went over his network and like used an app that he made. So it wasn't very successful because it was like he was selling them for $2,000 a pair, and it included, like, you know, a year of his service that went with it. But now you can do it on any phone, and the EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation, has vetted them as being pretty darn good. So I mean it still doesn't keep it secure if there's a bug in your room listening to you on either end, or if there's another app on your phone recording you or transmitting or anything, but it in and of itself, from point to point, end to end, is secure. And I don't say that lightly. So I had my first ever secure phone call today. It was pretty cool. It sounded okay. It sounded just as crappy as a phone.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, I think you passed the test here. I was actually going to leave in the middle of the last thing and say, all right, sink or swim. But I think you would have been fine, Seamus. Stick around.
Hey, I appreciate that.
We'll book you some more shows.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I had a lot of fun.
Get a better house.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to go to the real estate agent tomorrow, probably.
Just reboot your house. That might work.
Yeah, turn it off.
Yeah, I have to do that. Yeah.
Literally.
Pull the battery out.